This is Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Nicole Walton, and on the line, Northern Michigan University President Fritz Erickson. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole.
Things are opening up a bit in the UP, but of course, COVID-19 is still something to keep in mind on campus. To your knowledge, has anyone from NMU tested positive for the virus?
Nope, none that we know of. You know, and of course we can't follow everybody, but we've had no confirmed reports at all of anyone having COVID-19.
This coming fall semester will start earlier than usual. What do you hope to achieve by that move?
I think the goal was a couple of things. One was the idea of being able to bring our students to campus and keep them here. And instead of, we typically would send students home for a week at Thanksgiving and then come back. The idea was to eliminate that week. So students come, stay very focused on school, on their academic jobs and so forth here at the university, and then send them home at Thanksgiving. So we think that that's going to be a big help, and so far it's been really well received. The other part of it, and I wasn't expecting this, I've received a number of notes and calls from parents saying, thank you for getting my son or daughter out of the basement. They've been here too long. So I know we've made a lot of parents happy.
Well, silver linings, I guess. Now, employees are coming back to campus in phases. How are officials accommodating health concerns there?
Yeah, we've got ten different task forces on campus that are looking at every aspect of our campus, whether it's facilities, scheduling, academics, dining, all of those kinds of things, including how we make sure we do everything we need to do with our employees. And so a lot depends on the kind of job an employee has. We've been putting up a lot of plexiglass shields in offices and being able to set up offices in such a way that people can maintain social distancing and wearing their masks and getting those kinds of things in place. And we're also making accommodations for our employees where we need to. Those employees that are, have underlying health issues, we're working on solutions for that on a case-by-case basis. And so I think we've got a pretty good plan coming back. But most notably, for everybody coming back, we're going to test everybody. And so all the students coming back, faculty, staff, everybody that's coming in, will be doing large-scale testing to between 8,500 and 9,000 folks and be able to then make adjustments based on that as well.
And, of course, COVID-19 will continue to be a part of NMU operations and NMU's approach in the months and years to come, most likely.
Yes.
Let's turn to something new on campus, the NMU Center for Rural Health. What is it, and whom will it serve?
Yeah, you know, and this, of course, this idea came well before COVID-19. And we felt that one of the areas that the university could serve more was in the whole area of rural health, and to really be able to focus on supporting rural health needs. And so we launched into creating NMU's Center for Rural Health. We just hired our director, Eliza Burr, who we're very excited about getting. She comes to us from the Upper Great Lakes Family Health Center. And the goal is really very much around putting the kinds of activities and practices in place that can really focus in on supporting rural health needs. And a quick example of that, as you well know, we've done a lot with our Educational Access Network. And the ability to provide high-speed internet to rural communities has been very beneficial, not just for the university, but for those communities and the K-12 students in them and so forth. We see a real opportunity to expanding out into more telehealth options and so forth, and see a real link with what the Center for Rural Health will be able to do.
So how will it be connected with other medical facilities in the region?
Well, that's one of the things we'll be working on, the whole idea of creating partnerships is going to be central to that effort. So being able to work with different health organizations, we think is just going to be critical. And we see the center as really being a repository of a lot of resources and being able to help a lot of different people through these kinds of connections.
And I would think it would connect to how NMU teaches as well.
Absolutely. We have terrific health programs, whether it's nursing, clinical lab sciences. I mean, we can go on and on about all of those and how those programs really help support rural health needs.
So when do you hope this will be up and running?
Well, we're going to be up and running come this fall. And so Liza starts her job on July 6th. So, away we go. I couldn't be more excited about a project. And the timing for this, given all the COVID-19 stuff we see, is even more important today than when we envisioned this.
Okay. Northern Michigan University President Fritz Erickson, thank you for the conversation, and we appreciate your time.
I always like chatting, Nicole. Thanks so much.
Thank you.